You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Joe Banks, man,
you know Joe Banks, man, that's your daddy.
You sound like somebody else.
Joe Banks, your daddy.
All right. Hello, hello. Welcome to the V Life Podcast crew.
V Life.
It's your girl, AD. We got Courtney C. Banks.
Hi.
Mr. E, a.k.a. Anthony Anderson. And it's Friday. Freaky Friday. And we're here to bless you with another.
God bless everyone. Thanks for joining
another episode.
Yes.
Today here on the V-Live, we will be talking about rappers and the D, entertainment and the D, female rappers and the D. I did see Vezo had a concert at the Garden Theater. I want to say that was yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday because he was with RTK was there?
I believe so.
What is it? I forget his real name, but everybody seemed to like him because I seen everybody rapping his song and the going live and everything.
Yeah, I seen a lot of people going live too, and I was like, okay. So that was cool because that was one of my concerns anyway, is the fact that I have yet to see like just a big concert in our city with just our local rappers, you know, like a Bezo and a Sada Baby and a T Grizzly and even some of the rappers that's not in Detroit but in the Metro Detroit area, like in Inkster and Flint and Monroe, places like that.
I don't know what it is about Michigan. I think we have a some type of identity crisis or some people don't like to see the next person make it. I see a lot of our locals don't get
to a
too far.
Point, yes.
A lot of locals don't get very far at all.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard.
A lot of local rappers, truthfully, either get killed or don't make it to the top.
Right.
Yeah, it's dark, but it's like almost a reality. All of the big ones, what happens?
Yeah.
You're not, unless you're like Big Sean, unless somebody really just comes and gets you.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Didn't Kanye West
Big Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, Eminem. I feel like, like more so in like the, you know, like the 80s, 90s, they were grabbing them like Eminem. You had, what is his name? MC Breed. It was another couple of people too.
It was like, you know, the Dayton family from you know, it was a
Royce
lot of
to
different.
Royce to 5'9".
That's what I was thinking of. Royce to 5'9".
But it's some people that grab some of those people up, but a lot of the stars where we're from, like the locals, you know, they make it big, get a couple of dollars in their pocket, and then what do you,
they
what
gone happens? To LA.
They gone to LA, and then you don't hear much from them. I mean, they still probably making a few bucks.
Which I think that's really ironic, too. I mean, considering how much history Detroit has as, you know, being Motown.
Right.
You know, that's, I find that really interesting that so many people that come from Michigan and, you know, get their start here, they end up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder, like, why?
A lot of the artists I've talked to, and honestly, I don't care if it's like whether it's music or like art or whatever else, there is a sense, feeling, perception, reality, whatever you want to call it, that you cool until you hit a certain point.
Yeah.
And then you got to go. Like, whether it's because people are going to start dragging you down or people will only pay attention to Detroit so much.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to make it, you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's like one of the statements that like Boosie had made in a interview with Vlad TV, how he said, once you get to a certain point, you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. I don't know. You're too much validity or whatever the case may be, but it's got to be something for a star to come from his own city, and you actually literally, like, only one of the biggest people, a couple of the biggest people that's ever stayed, that really literally still stay here is what, Nita Baker and Derek Coleman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was not
those
a
are
lot,
really like, yeah. That's really like the only people who have actually
stayed. Do Dej Lo stay here?
Or no, she doesn't stay LA here. She,
what about LA? Eminem still stays here, right? Or no?
No. Kid Rock still has property here because his father.
Yeah, Kid Rock.
I mean,
fuck
I'm just
Kid
saying
Rock
people like that. That's what yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, but the locals, us, our locals and stuff like that, we don't normally make it too far. That's, you know.
Yeah.
We usually.
Elise Myers still lives here.
Okay.
I want to thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like people like that, you know what I mean?
But the old like, school was, because they didn't need all that publicity. You know, they went out of town, they made their records, they came back home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have to stay there and get a part of the whole lifestyle.
Because a lot of the old homes, they're like on their own, like the boulevard and things like that, those are the original homes. So that's right, where some of the big stars and things stayed at back in the day. But you can't have that now. I think I literally think you will get killed.
Possibly. Being a star in Detroit?
I think you would just have to be low-key.
You have to live in, where? In Rochester Hills?
Right.
I mean, you couldn't stay.
I mean, it's places
you
in
stay.
Detroit you can't
You couldn't
stay.
Really stay.
Yeah. No, because you got down there by the water.
Oh, you got Indian Village, but
close
but
to Gross Point.
How many times you going to be able to pull in on Iroquois and
I'm talking about a little further down.
On Iroquois,
you know,
and
like
you
the
know,
Morgan Estates, I think, Gate.
Well, you go across behind, you know, some stuff like Harbor Place and Harbor
Town.
It's some nice homes like off Jefferson down near like St. Jean.
You got to go home every day.
Down there.
But I just feel like there's kind of a stereotype, though. I feel like saying that you can't find, you know, places to live that are just kind of like tucked away in Michigan, I feel like that is a blanket statement.
Yeah, you can get some places tucked away in Michigan.
He said
Detroit.
It's some Detroit places too. In Detroit. I done seen some dope lofts that I done came across. Like, whoa,
it's
this
iffy.
Was right here.
It's iffy depending on who you are. It's really iffy depending on you.
And then, like you
the
said,
bigger your status,
most of these homes that's getting rebuilt.
The bigger your status, then you have to deal with, you know, who's following me home, who's, like you say, stalkers, you know, all the way another
But, you know,
state.
That was one thing that I always thought was not going to be a problem in Detroit. Like, I felt like, when I become a star, I just felt like I can come here and just always be at peace. Because I feel like paparazzi not at the down the street. People really don't really, really pay you attention unless if people could be walking right next to a rapper or a star sometimes, they don't even know. Because they don't even be paying attention.
Just depending on who the star is.
Just like when you go to New York,
you'll know a Beyonce, though.
Of course.
That's different.
Right? You go definitely know.
Like, you're from Detroit, you're going to know 4-2 Doug. You're going to know T. Grizzly. You're going to know Vezo.
Right.
You're going to know the Dej Loaves. You know,
and
you're going to know
people
them.
That look.
So those people aren't going to be able to just... He can't just walk up the street. Right. He's going to, you know, they're going to get all on. They're going to be him a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you don't.
You be in your everyday life sometimes. You barely, you know, you just be driving. You might say, oh, that's, you know. But those people be riding around the city all
the
time.
The city.
I don't see none of them motherfuckers.
Yeah. You don't because you're not paying attention. But there's some people that's out here looking for them. Yeah. Like, where you guys at?
Right.
I
on their Instagram.
I was following Vezo all
he
day
just
today.
Left, he just left Captain J's.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to go home.
But
you
then I think that's when
know.
They be ratting in the tenant windows. And then a lot of the guys, too, in Detroit, the rappers, they be identified by their cars because they ride in a certain car
special
that's got a certain
style.
Look.
Special
yeah,
car.
They, yeah. Oh, that's so-and-so car. You know, you already know who it is.
Right. Or even if it's not their car, it's, how distinguishable they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like,
you
know a T. Grizzly.
Yeah, you be looking at dreads. You be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I
thought that was him. I thought that was him. And then also the female rappers, like, you know, we got some female Detroit rappers. I'm not so savvy on all of them, but I know a few.
Cash Doll.
Cash Doll.
I love her.
We know Cash Doll.
I love her so
Rocky
much.
B.
We know Rocky
She's been
B.
On a couple more shows.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
You got a link. You got a plug for a number or something?
Possibly.
Let's get her on the show.
Cash Doll.
Right. Cash Doll.
Cash Doll. Rocky B. Anybody. Come on now.
Lizzo. Lizzo's from Detroit.
Lizzo is from Detroit.
Yeah, that was something to find out, though. That's cool to find out that she was from here.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I feel like we're starting to get more and more of an opportunity.
When do you find out about her? When you find out she's
famous
from here.
Right.
And in here right now.
She's not here anymore.
Yeah.
And hasn't been here for a while.
Too?
Yeah, she's too big.
I understand.
I mean, she's too big to be here, period. Like, you know, she's Lizzo.
Like, I thought you meant like she's literally.
Me too. I was like, wow, the shade. Like,
oh, you know, we don't.
She's too big. She's
you know, that's you guys. You
here.
See how the women go straight for the jugular.
It's a sensitive topic.
They go straight to hit you. He's a sexist.
Like, I'm not believing like all the
he's fat shaming
stupid men conference that's happening down in Florida. I'm not one of those incel jackasses. I'm not any of them. But it is a little hard.
You can't even say anything about
these days because you can say, like, oh my God, you look so good. Like, have you lost
she
weight?
Looked
what
it horrible.
Fat? I'm just saying you look good.
If you say I lost weight, I'm
even,
always
you couldn't even tell her she looked
thank
it horrible.
I noticed.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I was
no trying, one could say she looked
nothing.
Horrible.
I'm
but
not saying nothing to nobody.
I know we can't be like, wait a minute. What
she
is,
was looking
what,
real what, nasty. Because okay?
You know, as women, we overthink it. We'd be like, how was I looking before? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. Like, I have to change it at least 12 times before I go out. And then if somebody's like, oh, yeah, your outfit looks like shit, I'm just like,
so what? Okay. So everybody, so nobody can say anything about her because she had her booty. She had her ass out at a fucking basketball game.
She did.
I thought that was the most.
The most. That's
it
too
was.
Much.
Too much.
It was.
That's
it's like
nasty.
Okay, girl. It's too big.
It wasn't cheek.
That was
see.
Cheek to see.
No, it was
cheek
not.
To see.
That
it
was
not.
Cheek to see.
Cheek to see. It was not.
Coup de cat
oh,
on the
oh,
seat.
Oh, it absolutely was.
That was
it
cheek
wasn't.
To see.
She said she had
that was motherfucking cheek to see.
Well, something.
No, that's nasty.
What, like some
and then if you say something about her, no. Oh, you fat shaming. Oh, my God. He's talking about Lizzo. Oh, my God. He doesn't like fat women.
Fat
women
case.
Beautiful. They smell good. They look good. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They just like a skinny girl. It's no difference. You know
I
what I mean?
But
like,
if you just. No.
I just feel like she could have had a different fit. Like a different look.
What would you have wanted her to wear?
I mean, if she was
I mean, because she could have
Lizzo some, wear?
If she was going for
she
could have
wore some shorts. She could have wore, like, some leather, like, pants.
So she shouldn't have had her ass hot is what y'all was basically saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, if she wanted something a little risque, she could have done what Rihanna did, where she went out there, she went to a basketball game, had
okay,
a little
now,
crop
now what
top,
I'm getting
and had
at
her
is,
little nip showing,
what
but
I'm
they were covered.
Is,
but and or she could have had like some shorts with some rips in it,
yeah,
some
yeah,
cheek
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
to be having a thong on
yeah.
and all that.
She can't wear none of that.
I mean, somebody she's liked so big, it clearly.
No, nobody liked it.
Some guy
somebody
out there
did.
Liked it.
Only guy that liked it that is a guy who liked her for what she got going on. Nobody liked it, that outfit.
I don't know.
Even the guy that liked her didn't like the outfit.
Yeah, it wasn't. It
he
wasn't
didn't like the outfit.
It wasn't.
That wasn't sexy. He wasn't turned on. After.
Like, she tried.
She
and
tried.
It wasn't.
Why cut the booty out? What made that yeah. thing she think that was sexy,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, no.
You not Rihanna. Let's get that straight, though.
Even if she was.
She is not
but
Rihanna.
But that's, okay, and that's the thing that people are getting fired
she's
up about.
Rihanna.
Because, but that's the thing that people are getting fired up about.
You're Lizzo.
Because it's like, exactly, you just got
yeah.
finished saying that she was
You're
a
Lizzo.
Big star. However, I mean, what is it about Lizzo that she couldn't wear it?
Because she was overweight.
Her booty's flat.
But that's, and see, that's a
she has
a thing
no
of fat
booty.
So
it's not fat shaming.
She has
if it
no
doesn't.
Ass.
I mean, it didn't look sloppy.
Here's the thing. And
so I can't say a big girl has no ass. She has. She had no booty.
I've noticed this with
so that wasn't sexy
women
for her
that
a while.
I have on my, as Facebook friends. The double standard, and most people say, "Oh, double standards is a male thing." No, 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 no. I can think of four women off the top of my head on my Facebook feed that are like, don't you say that to me. Oh, my God, this creep tried to talk to me. Men are, oh, it's all about yeah, men suck. Men are evil. Men are all about da-da-da-da-da.
It's all about fight the man.
No, no, no. But
fight
then,
the man.
Then, ooh. Oh, yeah, this guy from The Witcher can come
ooh,
say whatever
so
he wants
nice.
To me. Oh,
yeah,
but it,
right.
oh so
ooh, he
it's
has
not
– he's beautiful.
He's
not
sexy.
It's not that men can't say it. It's that it has to be that man
yeah.
that
yeah.
says it.
Yeah.
That's,
you see
the, that's
man?
The man
yeah.
that can touch
only
your butt
only one
in
man
club,
can touch your butt in the
yeah,
club.
Right. Yeah.
And but the other boy can't. The other dude, he – oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. He's such
crusty
a fucking perv. He's a fucking perv.
Pervert.
Nigga, he's
don't
so
fucking
nasty.
Touch me.
Right. Don't fucking touch me. Ignorant. But my man, don't you like, oh, shit, what's up, boy?
You
what's
look back
up,
at me
boy?
Like smiling and blushing.
What's your name? Who you is? See?
Who you, baby?
See, she know what it is.
No,
who
I
is?
Don't. I know nothing of
it. Yeah, it's all good.
Who you, baby?
Sorry.
But regardless. You know what? I still now maybe back in the day, but now I feel like yeah, I still feel like I need to have some respect. Damn.
I mean, so nobody with Lizzo doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So nobody's supposed to be able to say anything against Lizzo.
No, that's I think not, if you
like that seems like the like he said that seems
I
like
think
the narrative.
If, even
for,
if I saw
that seems like the narrative.
Say for instance, Cash Dow or Cardi B or any other rap woman, female rapper, with they butt hanging out like that. Even like Megan Thee Stallion.
Cardi B would have had her booty.
I get tired of seeing Megan Thee Stallion's butt out.
Megan know what's selling.
Like, okay, it's cute. Okay, it's okay. Megan know what's selling. But every freaking video, every
Megan know what's selling.
Performance.
Do y'all understand
that? Sex sells.
Sex sells, man.
I get sex.
Beauty sells.
But I'm still telling you that I don't want to see her.
Beauty, look, beauty sells. And Lizzo found out from her people that everything sells.
Right. So even if she do that, she still go get publicity because
she sold a million more records.
Right. Because that fat.
Because if she just didn't care.
Controversy sells.
Yeah, it all sells. It was no way around it. She killed them. She did right for herself. I mean, you know, power to her, but she did not look sexy.
But I mean, at what point are we going to be like, okay, this person isn't doing it for how they look. They're doing it because they want attention, or like,
yeah, she
they
wanted.
They're all doing it for attention.
Okay. They want if the you clout are a celeb- chasers.
A quote unquote celebrity of any kind, every outfit they wear, everything they do, every post they make is sculpted.
A lot of people don't understand the reality of celebrity.
Right, right. So I think it's safe to say that Lizzo was successful in what she did.
She's got people talking.
Yeah.
Right. And people watching. And now the people that didn't know her too. Because they're like, who is this?
So it wasn't about her sexy.
Because
it wasn't sexy.
No, similar topic. Like Eminem, surprise dropped a new album today.
What? Okay.
You didn't know?
It's surprising that Nick Cannon did something and tried to spark. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all.
Well, but is that any different than MGK? Come on.
It's the same thing. It's all the same.
But the best comment I think I saw is that people started coming after M because of some of the things that he says in some of his songs. The best post that I saw was like, look, all you little 20-somethings that are trying to social justice warrior Eminem, nah, your cute little cancel culture doesn't work on him. Sorry,
exactly.
Move on.
He does not give one.
No, he can drop a, album just like Beyonce today.
And
I dropped it last night.
Yep.
Exactly.
What can you do? You can't be me.
Yeah. I sold
10 million copies.
Exactly.
Yep. And I sold 10 million. I'm going to sell 10 million copies without dropping any promo, any marketing.
Because
no advertising. Don't get on the internet.
Not to C-Banks.
Not to C-Banks.
Wait, not in her eyes.
She has to look. She's Googling now.
Sorry, I'm like looking this up now. I want
to
know.
She's a Googler.
She's
a Googler.
You are literally the third person who said that.
As soon as you say something, she'd be right on that phone.
Right on. I'm a Googler.
Yeah. I mean, I do that too.
I Google it.
You be the chronic.
First, Google it.
She'd be the like, then pop up with a conversation.
On our
shit.
Show, just called me Google.
What's the phone number?
He was like, dude, he's like, I will ask you before I Google it.
What's the phone number again?
Good question. I want to say 248-894-5098000.
It was like 5004.
Yeah, 248-809-5004.
809.
Oh, yeah.
248-809-5004. Call
in. We need to remember it. It needs to be posted on the wall right here.
809-5004.
It's dangerous. So here's the dark side.
248.
No. So I had a show.
809-5004. Call in.
That I was running.
Do you have any questions?
Tuesday night? And they're like, oh, yeah, we want to take calls. I'm like, are you sure? Like, because here's the thing. Like, calls can be a dangerous thing. And he was like, oh, no. And like, and just knowing like the topic of
depending
the show
on the topic,
and that kind of stuff. And so he blasted the phone number out. Very first phone call that comes in, and because I'm like, we can't screen them. We can't do any of that nonsense. It just is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very first phone call. Hey, I'm just calling because I want to get effed in the. And then I'm like, so I'll tell you what, I'm just going to go ahead and turn off the phone number now. And he was like, yeah, please do that.
Oh my God.
Let's not take calls.
Because you remember what happened when we got our first call. It was just ignorant.
But it wasn't nearly as bad as
that. No,
nobody's talking about, I want to get.
They were just calling in and happy for us. Our people are.
Yeah. They were all calling
followers.
For Hugh.
Right.
They were all for Hugh.
Yeah they were. He's his
shout
followers.
Out to Hugh.
Shout out to Hugh.
Yeah, we had it on his page, though, at that time.
Yeah,
too,
we did. So it was the live was on there.
Yeah, the live was going to be him.
So, yeah.
Shout out to my man, Hugh. He'll be back next week.
And the number is 248-809-5004.
Yeah, he'll be back next weekend, next Friday. We'll have the mayor of Inkster here as well on Friday, next Friday.
The mayor of Inkster will be here
The mayor of Inkster here next Friday, you guys.
So tune in to that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's right. And we might handle it. But have somebody come in. We don't know. We'll see.
To be determined.
But that's going back into our rap situation. Okay. So I've been hearing some things, and I might even be a part of some things, where we want us to have an all-female concert.
That's something you should put. Yeah, I thought about doing that at all female and turn it into a road.
Yeah.
Get on the road with them, like Cash Doll, Rocky B.
All of them. Megan Thee Stallion, City Girls. Yeah. Like, I feel like they all should come together.
I think that'll be a big concert, too.
That would be dope.
That would be expensive as fuck, though.
Can you have that many egos in one concert?
Well, we know it's going to be some divas.
I think you can have all those ladies together.
I think if they're really about their career and they hungry and they really want to see something, because I haven't seen this since the 90s when you had the Little Kim and the, you know what I'm saying, the Left Eye and the, TLC, you know what I'm saying?
But like, we talk about that for a second. TLC, you are not allowed to tour as TLC anymore.
Right.
When Left Eye died, just like NXS.
Yeah.
Michael Hutchence died. You are not NXS anymore. TLC.
This is something else.
I'm sorry. You just call it. You be the artist formerly known as TLC.
Exactly. Come up with a new name. Just T-Boz and Chili. That's good enough.
Don't.
Yeah. TNC.
Yeah.
You know, just keep it regular.
But that's Dave's, let's see, what is it? I believe it's Universal Law Number 6, if I recall correctly. that you can have 10 guys in a room and everything is good. We'll find something that we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll find
something. Whatever. Yeah. Until you introduce one woman in the room.
Yeah.
And then chaos happens.
Right.
You put 10 women in a room, there's going to be issues.
Always.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they won't be together. Yeah. They're going to be over here.
In their own rooms. But they'll perform together and put on a great show.
It's a, I'm trying to think of the other girl named Detroit Rapper. Because it's Rocky Bad. It's another one. Let me see right quick. Let me look on my phone.
I don't know a lot. Well, we got Nisha Nashe as well.
Nisha Nashe
is a good one.
That's another
good one. That's a friend of mine.
And Nisha Nashe, you know, come on and be on our show too.
Yeah, my cousin's
There's been quite a few. Like we had one of our shows that was very
cousin's
rap
girlfriend.
Centric on the network
for
a while.
Shout out to Larry Farrell.
God, I'm trying to think. What was it? Team God Money Hungry? Nisha Nashe. That had five or six different women that were rapping. It was kind of cool stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool to see, though. You know.
Well, and they did. Like they did shows. Like they like not huge venues or anything like that. Yeah, but I went to a few. It was a blast.
Yeah. So that.
See, things you never thought you'd hear me say.
No. Right? Yeah. No.
I knew it. I knew an album drop before you did.
Okay, but you are Google. So
both of you guys are Googlers.
Listen, I am the Googler. They are the Googlers. Dave is the Google.
He's the Google man.
Dave is Google. I am the Googler.
I mean, but Detroit music.
I mean, I
kind of
like how that sounds.
One thing I can say about Detroit.
Let me Google.
A lot of Detroit music has came a long way.
That is true.
I tell you because I remember at one point I couldn't stand none of the Detroit rap music.
It was a little
okay, everybody to plug.
After like
everybody going on the road.
Right.
Okay. Now what
else? I was
else
feeling
going
the
on?
Street lords. Now what's and
going
all
on?
Them,
yeah, the street lords, like, because they had things going on. They had boats.
Okay, so did you
own homes and
so was the drop after like M left and the whole D12 thing kind of fell apart?
Yeah, it was a little bit more.
Was it about that time?
Yeah, you know, that era, because a lot of the rappers from that era was a little different. I guess they grew up differently,
mm-hmm.
and they had different views, different ways of thinking. So, you know, a lot of people were in those days were brought up by older guys. Nowadays, a lot of guys are guys are being brought up by other younger guys.
I think there's a lot that you could really say as to why there was such a change. I mean, think about it this way. At this point, everything is like about popularity, you know, mm-hmm. what's going to be on the radio. And you can listen to all of these different songs now.
But rap never was.
Yeah, but
never was.
But now
rap is about perception.
Rap is about perception. But if you listen to the patterns that are in all of these different rap songs now, they all sound the same.
Yeah.
And so they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
I mean,
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
Like, dude,
not a super fan. I'm a fan, but not a super fan.
I think Chris Rock had the best shtick about it. Like, dude, I am an 80s rap aficionado. Yeah. Like that was my genre. That was like, dude, all of it. Gimme.
Yeah.
Because it had a message. It had a message. Like, you know, I don't care what, you know, it was Eric B. and Rakim. I don't care if it was Public Enemy. I don't even, dude, even like D-Nice and those guys. Like they had a message they were trying to get across. Like I can defend Fight the Power. I can defend You Must Learn.
I can't defend
or move, bitch, get out the way.
It is hard. Like I can get with the beats and I can
That's not me being okay boomer. That's like I want, seriously, music with a message.
Yeah.
A positive message or a message that needs to, because I get, my message is about, you know, doing drugs and Hennessy and
everything. That's not really a message. Dude,
P.E. and like, you know, Boys in the Hood, like those guys were trying to do basically what Black Lives Matter did 30 years earlier.
Right.
You know, and if you really, I remember, like, I grew up in, this is a little redundant, but I grew up in middle of nowhere, New Hampshire. So, like, I was the guy that I dated the only black girl in the high school.
I
was the guy that was like pulling up in front of the high school, like blasting Two Live Crew, blasting Public Enemy. And people would look at me like,
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
No,
especially wrong neighborhood,
in New, especially in New Hampshire.
I got bounced from school for a week because at the time New Hampshire was one of two and is now the only one that didn't recognize MLK, because it's coming around the corner, MLK Jr.'s birthday as a holiday.
Wow.
So I started a sit-in in the library, and it was me and five friends, or five friends and I, and Fight the Power on the TV. And then by like fifth period, we had like 600 kids hanging out. Now keep in mind, middle of nowhere, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Three towns put together, there were only 800 kids in the school. So like news crews showed up and all that kind of nonsense. And so they bounced me from school for a week. And when I got, but the best was like my mom. My mom was the best. She was like, all right, why'd you do it? I was like, well, because it's wrong. Like the whole like, am I good? Did it? Because like Arizona caved because they wanted the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
New Hampshire has nothing like that to offer. So yeah, they're still the only one. And she was like, so you did it like for a legit reason. I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right, you're fine.
Nice.
It's like I got in no trouble at home.
I mean, why would you get in trouble for something?
For standing up.
Getting suspended from school like that. Yeah. I mean, like my parents put up with a lot of shit for me. Like I could see it.
I could see that too. I could believe it.
I mean, but we all been through, you know. I've come from a lot, you know. So it's music, and music is the gateway to life. I don't know about nobody else, but music can change my whole day.
Yeah.
You know, it can take me up. It can take me down. It can make me frown. It can make me clown. You know, I mean, it can turn you into so many. Yeah, it can turn you into, you know, different types of music can take you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And some of this music nowadays, okay, you know, you bopping and you driving, but it's always hype.
It's nothing like hearing.
Well, and music has a unique ability.
It's nothing like hearing like joy and pain.
Exactly. Yeah. Frankie Beverly.
It's like hearing certain songs. You know what I mean?
And even sometimes when I'm really, you know, in a little skanky, funky mode.
I feel like those are two different things. I love music. I like that skanky music. I guess it's something different. That's why I love. I like
Tupac. Like I love to. Tupac always just gets me. I be like, dang, I'm back.
I'm back.
You know?
Because he got some, like he says, a message.
Like I listen to First Wave on Sirius a lot. And it's because it's all the 80s alternative, like, you know, Depeche Mode, The Cure, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the tagline that they're using lately, which just so speaks to me, it's songs that make you want to go look up your exes on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Like, that was our song. No. Or that song reminded me of her.
And then, like, Facebook sometimes don't make it no better. They give you all these memories.
5 years ago. Oh, my God.
Like, why did you just do that, though? Like, I mean, like, do they like trouble? I think they like us to be in trouble.
They're like, exactly. Never forget.
Never forget.
Never
you're
forget.
You're gonna call her.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. The memory from 5 years ago when we were at that bar and we hung out. Did you see it, too?
And we had a wonderful time and all of this
and
that.
Did you watch the live stream on Podcast Detroit?
Huh?
Where do you watch the live stream?
I don't have it going out live because we can get logged in as you.
Oh.
Yeah, we could.
So here's the thing. If you want to avoid these issues in the future, I can send it live to Podcast Detroit, and then you guys can share it out. You don't have to worry about your phones.
Better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that next time.
We'll be live streaming next time.
Yay.
With the mayor. We'll be live streaming with the mayor of Inkster.
So make sure you're
tuned in.
Tune in.
Don't
want to
miss this.
Don't miss it.
Today we are talking, just a recap for the people listening, we are talking about Detroit rappers or Metro Detroit rappers. You know, we just talked about female rappers as well. The names I was forgetting about.
Just rappers.
Entertainment
period.
In Detroit. I was thinking about Molly Brazy and Cuban
Okay,
Dow.
Yeah, Molly Brazy.
Lay Sweet too. And I would love to see like all those women
a lot
cash
of those women
down.
Don't like each other.
They don't like Rocky. Yeah.
Well, Molly Brazy and Cash Dollar on they're cool. They're from the same like almost yeah. same camps or whatnot.
Okay.
They know some of the same people.
But I'm like, we trying
Rocky
to get this
B
money
Molly
lady.
Brazy, I don't think of.
You know, Rocky B, Molly Brazy, Cuban Dow. We trying to push y'all. We want our female rappers to bring something.
Let's bring
and I might throw some bars out there too and get y'all Queen Latifah, a little, you know, Lady
you and
Soul.
I, D-Y,
on the track. A little
you and I, D-Y. You and I, D-Y. Who you calling a bitch?
Is that?
You and I, that's, I mean, that was it.
That was the shit. And I like,
and look at her.
Sorry, Latifah is always going to be coming to my house.
Yeah, coming to my house. Give me body. Give me body. Give me body. Yeah.
I feel so like I'm going to have the hashtag.
But she come from a lot of people. Like, Poor Righteous Teacher, she was part of that. Like,
yep.
You know, the Flavor Unit is big in the entertainment industry now. The Flavor Unit runs a lot of the productions, a lot of the black productions that go on in Hollywood. Flavor Unit has behind a lot of that. So she made her way from the blocks to the boardroom.
Guys, I'm really struggling keeping up. Like, I know who she is.
Queen Latifah?
I've never heard
Queen
of any of her
You
songs.
Ever seen, what was they?
You haven't
Living
seen Chicago?
Single?
Did you see Chicago?
I just said I know who she is.
Oh,
I
have
not to say.
Can we laugh for a second? Because this always makes me laugh.
I thought that's what she said.
That the man who sang Cop Killer has played a detective on SVU for the last 15 years.
No, Ice-T.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Exactly. He like that check looking right, though.
Yeah.
That check looking right.
You never heard any of Queen Latifah's music? Who you calling the bitch?
UNIT. I said the 90s.
I don't know.
What year was you born again?
95. Okay, listen. My parents,
God, you can remember
listen
that.
To gospel. I listened to Fred Hammond,
oh my
Yolanda
God.
Adams.
Okay.
Oh, you
Mary.
Come from a gospel right. family.
Christian
oh, yeah.
home.
My parents hate it, too. Oh, wow. God, they hate it so much.
They hate Christian
they hate
music?
Rap music?
Yeah, they don't like rap.
Oh, at all
my
still?
Stepdad. Okay, funny story. My okay. stepdad and I were coming back from, I don't know where we were coming from, but we were in the car. He had a 50 Cent CD in the car. And, like, this was, I guess, right after he just, you know, changed his life and gave his life over to God. And he's like, you know what? We shouldn't be listening to this secular music in the car. Here, I'm going to give you this 50 Cent CD and I want you to throw it out the window. And it was just like this,
50 Cent.
Yeah, it was like
this, 50 Cent. Okay. I'm about to say what?
Yeah. It was like this liminal moment in his life, I feel like, and he brings it up a lot. But yeah,
when I threw away rap,
gave my life to God.
Although I love that. So I was in the
studio. So you don't listen to rap either, really.
Talking to.
She is a rap
snack. Oh, you're a born again
snack.
Rapper.
She a rap snack.
Yeah. She's a rap.
Born again rapper. Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. She's like a born again listener.
I was in the studios this week with, what's his name? Johnny Hawkins. He's a lawyer in Southfield and he was like doing a show, a lot of private label stuff in the studios this week. And at one point in time, his co-host started singing Juicy, got him crazy.
Oh,
and I went, oh my God, Oaktown 3. I went, oh my God, Oaktown 357.
Juicy.
Everyone in the room turned and looked at me. like how do you know Oaktown 3? I'm like, I saw him in Philly back in 89.
You feel
and
me?
Then again in 91.
Oh,
and like, yeah.
Then,
like that
then,
was.
I'm a fan.
Like that was a great song. Like those were in my Hammer Pants days.
Like, oh, I had the polka dots to myself.
Mm-mm.
Everybody
oh, I had
the
Hammer
Pants.
Oh, I had about seven.
I used to do the Hammer Dance.
Who didn't have a gummy? You know, hair.
Had the Hammer Dial.
Dude, Dude, the cardigans with the patches.
It was big time. Hammer was big, man.
Hammer was big.
Now, if you hated, like, people like Hammer and Ja Rule, if you hate no Hammer and Ja Rule, you're a liar.
We're still hating on Ja Rule for Firefest.
Well, Firefest, we can't even fault him for. It was just his name.
They
used him.
It doesn't matter.
They used him.
I feel like they did.
Blame those guys.
But he's starting another festival.
Yeah, he's going to do another one. This one is his time. Now we can blame him on this one.
We'll see how that goes.
This one is all on you.
Now, this one is all on him.
This one all on you, Ja Rule.
You know? But what I'm saying is, you can't, you know, you got people like that.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You don't.
You don't do.
You don't.
You let it go.
So I be wondering too, like, okay. Because all these people that do want to be rappers and they trying to get out here, and it's like they just fish, they just digging through the little bag, trying to find their little spotlight. But then it's like, the producers out here, sometimes it seems like they monopolize too. Like it's always one or two, like Hella, RJ Lamont. Like,
at what point are you going to stop, you know, blaming the producer and start blaming the shitty rapper? Like, that's, I mean, I'm serious. Like, sorry, you're not a rapper. You can do it, but maybe you shouldn't.
A lot of people can't. But then when you see people like Young Thug and certain people up there, like, what was the guy's name?
See, a lot of these guys,
Designer.
Though. Yeah,
oh yeah, design.
Like people like that. You'd be looking like, what the hell?
I mean, because a lot of these guys, though, that I mean, if you're into the arts and things like that, a lot of these people aren't what they are portraying as the music.
Yes,
some of these guys are the writers. Mm-hmm. They just want to be in the limelight.
They want to be in the limelight now. They want to be seen now. Look,
it's so easy to get money that way.
Which brings us back to Kid Rock.
Yeah,
and his nice little suburban. Daddy owns a bunch of dealerships. Yeah,
right.
He tried to act like he was from the neighborhood.
Yeah. Right, like he.
Well, he did. Well, he did. One thing I can say, I knew some.
The
people
neighborhood
from,
was different.
I knew
then.
Some people where he was from Macomb. He used to be out there in Macomb back in the day.
Oh yeah,
Mount Clemens and Macomb and all that. So he did used to actually. He actually ran away from the rich
to go to the poor
to go live with the poor. Okay. I can't give him that. He slept on couches. He was actually in traps and slept on couches. Really, really didn't have nothing because he didn't want his money from his dad.
He wanted to make his own way.
He wanted to make his own money. He did somewhat make his own way.
I'm sorry. He's no Nicolas Cage.
No, he's not Nicolas Cage.
Do you know that story?
No.
He's not a saint.
Inform us, Google.
So Nicolas Cage, like everybody knows him as him.
Yeah.
He's Francis Ford Coppola's grandson.
Son.
I don't know who that is either.
The guy who made The Godfather, like one of the most famous directors in all time.
He detached
himself. Didn't want to be Nick Coppola and ride on those coattails, so he became Nicolas Cage.
Wow. And
did movies
like Valley Girl.
And still did. And still makes
National Treasure, guys.
Still makes a million movies a year.
Exactly.
He still makes 100 movies a year. He's all over Netflix.
And yet he's still broke.
He's all over Netflix.
And he's still broke.
Yeah, they say he's a gambler and a drinker.
Yeah, if I say drugs.
Well, he does. There's another story. Nicolas Cage buys dinosaur bones for $3 million.
Like, I mean, but he's the Coppola.
Like, Nick, why are you buying dinosaur bones?
Like, Nick, you need better friends. I will be Nick Cage's friend and be like, Nick. Put the credit card away. No.
Exactly. Not tonight, Nick. We're not buying this piece of freaking concrete.
8,004.
I can't. I cannot.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
It's just the one thing about the music here, though. I wish they would bridge the gap.
Yeah, 809 5004. Yeah.
809 5004.
809
248 809 5004. Call us. One thing I can say about the movie, we do need to bridge the gap. Somebody has to take the initiative. Like one of the big rappers, maybe like the Cash Dolls or the.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure. Payroll or somebody. That one thing they did bridge the gap with, because you did have the Bylug. They did bridge the gap because you had Bylug and the East Side.
The Cheddar Boys?
Not the Cheddar Boys. What was the
Street Lord?
The ones with Peasy and all of the Peasy and Benzo.
Doughboy Cash Out.
Doughboy Cash Out is Pink or Pharaoh.
Oh, that's
Payroll and HBK. And
what was the other one's name?
What was
it?
East Side?
I think they was Team East Side.
Team East Side. Okay. They did bridge the gap because they did have problems.
Right.
Because, you know, they had snatched HBK's chain back in the day.
Which, like, what gap?
Like, the gap between two guys that had these two guys were basically the intricate parts of what's going on right now.
Okay.
You got Team Eastside, you got
Doughboy
Cash.
So you're talking about like gang
shit? No, we talking about
two rap groups
that was coming up, and they both was starting to get a little stardom. Like I think GZ signed Doughboy Cash Out. And then they got to beefing with one another. Yeah.
And that blew everything out. Because it's like this, if you're Team Eastside, you're Doughboy Cash Out. Yeah, yeah. Your friends don't really want to do no music with you,
right?
The other Detroit rappers, and they like, man, so we got to make our own music. We can't even choose.
Because,
so I just want to stay over here, but then that makes the music a little shitty because the camaraderie isn't there. So we can't do concerts together. I can't come to this concert. Your people may not want to, or it's gonna be a brawl.
Yeah,
you know, usually that's how it goes. So they bridge
that gap.
And
that's usually what always happened in Detroit rappers. Like you had Blade Icewood, who was an awesome rapper. But then his street life got in the way of his career. And it always happens with Detroit rappers. Like, why they can't get the money.
Bridge
the gap, get this money together.
But look at it this way. If they aren't bridging that gap and there's still all of that controversy, that's what's going to get them more views and more publicity.
Because what happens is... They don't make it.
A venue won't book you. You know?
They heard about the drama.
They know half the city isn't going to come.
Half the city won't book you. And then if we know that half the city is going to come in here and try to start throwing chairs.
Exactly.
We don't want to book you guys. Or it's going to be shooting outside. Somebody's going to get hurt. So we're like, oh my, no.
So when you
bridge the gap, you stop that. You stop a little bit. Now we can book a little more shows.
Which I'm starting to see a little bit more.
You're starting to see a lot more of it, though.
You know, you got the Sada Baby and T Grizzly. They team up a lot. Yeah. Not at Vezo out of jail.
You see him at a lot of shows. You see him at Cash Dow, and Finkel Payroll out
Cash
all the time.
I feel like every time Big Sean comes. Always. I want to say Big this. Big Sean represents Detroit all the time. That's one rapper that went mainstream that I can say. I always feel his presence here.
And he's very transparent, too, about like everything that's happening in his life, and I think that's important.
He came here. He did the song with Dej Lo. Did the song with Cash Dow. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him collab with no guys yet. I don't know.
I think he has a song with. Who did he have a song with? He has a song with Pink Dave. Play role.
Yes, it's your turn. Who does Big Sean have a song out with right now?
I don't think he has one. I think Payroll.
I feel like that's not in Cash.
But I feel like he does a lot of things in the city. Like he built that, I think it was like a studio in Cash Tech or some type of music recording studio or something like that.
I will say that is one of the funniest things about running Podcast Detroit. And I've tried so hard to get us away from like showing up in Google search results as a recording studio. I try to make it we're a podcast studio. Because typically starting Friday night, until about 1 a.m. and then repeating on Saturday, I get 5 to 7 phone calls on our sales line by somebody who is high as fuck. Dude, you guys open them. I'm trying to drop some fire lyrics. I'm like, dude, this is not a sound studio. It's not that kind of party.
And your lyrics ain't fire.
Well, but what? He's like, well, what do you guys do? I'm like, well, we do podcasts.
It's more speaking.
Well, dude, but I'm a rapper, and I try to explain it. I'm like, you have to understand, dude. It's different mics, different gear, different equipment when it comes to music versus that.
Just rice.
It's
audio
speaking.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
You need a whole system and, you know, music.
I mean, that might be a thing, though. Like spoken word, a spoken word podcast.
But I mean, that's still a podcast.
No, we've had that. That's fine. But when it comes to, because here's the thing, like it's like when it comes to music and that kind of stuff, especially vocals. Like, so we have one studio in Royal Oak that's dedicated for like voiceover talent and that kind of stuff because it's more that kind of
thing. Thanks for the heads up.
But so there is, I've told you this before. So, but there's a studio here downtown that's very visually attractive. Mm-hmm. It's cute. It's adorable. But they have like $600 mics in there that are designed to be in an isolation booth for a singer, for a whatever, not a big room with no soundproofing, any of that nonsense. And so it's an issue because, like, that's the thing. You have to design your space for what you want it to used to be.
Right. Yeah, that's
like
true.
This is just not – it's not designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that we don't like it. Not that we – dude, I
would – that would be some money.
I feel like I've established my bona fides over the course of –
Indubitably.
Yeah, it's not that – you know, it's not that I'm not into it. It's just it's not what we're designed to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. We doing what we do. Podcasts. That's
it. Yeah, no more Googlers.
No more.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
No, but see, it's good. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes it, you know.
I mean, I did try. I do want to be a one-hit wonder. Like, I have been in the studio and rapped. I have a baby song.
Go ahead, give her some.
She said a baby song.
Give us a bar.
Give you a bar? You want me to play it?
Oh,
wow. All right. Well, my name's A.D. and I come from the D. You see me in the street, don't mind me. I'm riding with my fellas, always on the bella. Gon' get a rella, don't play with us. We always on the top, never gon' drop.
Because I was starting to lose it. I was starting to lose it.
I don't know. It was next.
I was waiting for Coming to America. My name is Peaches and I'm...
Right. And there's Peaches, and now I'm the best. And fuck the rest.
Why? I can't.
Oh my God. I can't.
My name is Peaches, and now I'm the best.
I just get
Team Adrian.
Hey.
Team AD.
Okay, then AD getting a rap on.
But honestly, like these days, that's all you need.
That's all you got to do.
Exactly. That's all I
We could have videotaped that, and you went viral.
Dude, I want to be on an episode of The Walking Dead.
Make me
viral.
Taking a leak behind a tree.
That's it.
Because that's all you have to do to be set on the Comic-Con circuit forever.
Really?
Like all, oh my God.
Or even become a meme.
Did you see that one guy in the back?
No, but here's the thing. So now it's... Dude, all these one-hit wonder tours that are happening because, nostalgia is powerful.
Yeah. Once you pop in, you pop in.
Dude, I've gone to every eight. Dude, it's Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, the Motel, all the 80s tours, done. You know, the 90s tours, it's Ice-T, Snoop, bring them. Mm-hmm. Or Coolio, you bring them. Mm-hmm. Done. Like, that's all you need. Like, come on out, sing your song, next. Come on out, sing your song.
Next.
Right. They only got one or two.
You only get high.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
So but then, like you said, but look how long they gonna ride off those one songs.
There was a phenomenal TV show, and I loved it. I wished it made it more than one season. It was on NBC, and it was called Baby Hit Me One More Time. And it was artists from the 80s and 90s that would come out and they had to sing their hit song, like their one hit wonder, and then they had to cover a hit song from today.
Oh wow, that was fun.
And like the audience voted and whoever won got like $50,000 or something like that. But Tiffany was on it, Loverboy was on it. It was very, very cool.
That sounds pretty cool though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like to sing those old songs. They actually gave me, like you said, Dave, they give you more feeling.
And like I said, they take you to a particular space and time.
Every time I hear Brenda's Got a Baby, I just get chills on my spine. I feel like I'm just, I'm right in New York watching this situation take place.
The music a bad mug. Y'all don't know.
Yeah, it does so much.
Real music really gets to
you. Oh, it does so much.
Music is the key to life.
The key
you
to
just
happiness.
Don't know that with music can change your mood so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
man, you can be so mad, but song pop on, you can't help it. You can't help it. You know what? I can't help it.
Or you might start crying. You never know.
Man, I be trying to fight back the tears.
I've got those music. Too. And like that's
certain music can take you there.
Music takes you
to a specific place.
And it might be a happy place. It
or
might be a sad place.
You never know where it's going to take you sometimes.
Yeah. Always.
You never do.
Music sometimes is good for your life.
That's what Marvin Gaye said. Music is good for the soul, right?
I mean, it is. Music and like, that's the thing. Even if it takes you to a bad place, those are things you should never forget.
Yeah.
Because if that song takes you there, it's still important to you.
And it's doing its job.
And it made you who you are.
It made you feel something. Yeah.
And it was actually the song about what you're going through. And you like it. It's
music. It's a joy.
Music is a
like
joy.
I felt a little attacked. There were, 90s on 9 on Sirius played like 5 songs in a row today. mm-hmm. that reminded me of one specific situation and one specific girl basically had me in therapy about a year ago.
Oh.
and I was, but I was like, one. I was like, I feel attacked, but like, it's cool. Like that was then, this is now.
Right.
But like, I still remember.
Music can make you feel, realize like that you were wrong.
It was what it was. Yeah. And cool.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And that's lessons learned for you learn. Who I am now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, music can make you learn something too.
Do people?
It can tell you you're wrong. It can tell you you were right.
Yeah.
It can tell you you need to apologize.
Exactly.
It can tell you need to fight.
These
are all the things that it actually does.
Yeah.
It literally does this.
Oh, yeah.
It can make you pull up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
It can, you know what? I'm going to knock on her door.
You know how many people probably don't call?
Fuck this. She's not going to talk to me like, you know, she's not going to talk to me like this no more. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's a lot of songs.
I'm standing outside her house with my trench coat.
Right. Yeah. You got to throw a rock at the window first.
No. You just don't.
Yes. You just listen to the music.
When that charger reached down to me. It won't reach this far, huh?
No. Oh. It might. No, it won't.
I mean.
But you know what? Okay. It's like, I feel like a lot of music is geared towards women because it's always
It's always geared to y'all.
Song.
Y'all got the game on lock.
Pussy
mean, everything
to the
is
left,
about
to
you.
To the left.
Yeah, it is pussy power. Pussy controls the world.
Oh, yeah.
It controls the world. That's why us guys are so crazy over it. Mm. That's why it's so perverted out here in the world. Because some people never get to the power.
No, history 101 that people don't understand.
So imagine the pervert can't get to the
power. As a society, everything we are, everything we do,
he's never been
everything that's ever
been
invented,
power.
Everything we have comes down to one thing.
Boobies.
Boobies.
It's trying to get them.
It's sad.
Trying to see them. Trying to get access to who has them.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the great War of Helen of Troy or like the nerds inventing the atomic bomb. It's
right.
All about trying to impress girls.
Exactly.
That's really what
it's
it comes
always
down to.
Yeah. About the cuckoo.
Not
it's
cuckoo.
Sad. It's sad but true. As they,
oh my God.
But do people still make love to music?
Oh yeah, I can't do it without music.
Really?
I love music.
That's
I gotta do it to music.
Can't relate.
I remember when I was younger, I used to think it was important. Maybe because
get
you
your
know,
relate on.
No,
when you grow up in the 80s, everybody was making love to music.
And I did. Like, on one of the shows that I was engineering National Lego, we actually started searching through YouTube for songs to have sex to. Dude, there are some playlists out there that are either A,
we're not gonna
straight
let you
up
like
porn.
This.
The wow, wow, wow.
Oh
no
my
way.
God.
Or you're like,
C-Banks?
Oh, yeah.
Are
like,
you serious?
Like that song.
She's
yeah,
cold.
I kind of want to.
Right.
I think I like that song. I'm going to save that playlist.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna save that one.
And I don't know, like on YouTube, how I like how YouTube, once you get to listening to certain stuff, it makes your own playlist for
yep.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love my R&B. I don't know.
I feel like R&B
is just.
I don't know what about.
A lot of streaming services are starting to do that, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Save
though.
Your playlist.
Yes.
Like, and then they give you the songs that might coincide with what you already were listening to.
If you like this,
you might like this.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
And then I end up loving it.
And I do, too. I do, too.
Right,
all
you
the
do.
Way.
You'd be like, damn.
I swear, like, damn, that was my shit.
That was a vibe.
Mm-hmm. I ain't lying. Music is something different.
Yeah,
I love good music.
Yeah.
One thing about music, it changes my views.
I got this one song that's sexual to me. It's on Marianne and somebody. It's called Game Over.
Okay.
But I just, for some reason, that song, I just play it over and it's short
like mine,
too.
I mean,
it's,
you know, I don't know you guys. I'm just different. I don't know. I like Her's album. Okay?
Oh,
Hers
I love
is,
her.
I like her too.
I like to have sex to Her's album.
Really?
Oh wow.
Yeah, I love that.
You already did it?
Yeah.
He's like, I've been ready.
I've been there, done that. But I mean, you know what? She surprised
she
me because at first
repeat.
I was like,
she can go on replay now.
I don't know. But then I was listening. I was like, I dig her.
I do.
That's the thing. Like, going back to why music, it's just not that great anymore. It's because it's so situational.
It's so,
it's so specific to sex now.
Right.
That it's not even,
like,
you can't even pretend to make it about something else. It's just straight up.
Yeah, get on the bed.
Right.
Do it to me.
So to
it ain't
point.
No, like,
there's no mystery.
Right.
There's
no
romance.
Mystery. Right.
There's no.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, there's no lyrics that sound, you know.
Like, what was that Teddy Pitty? Like, turn off the lights. Light a candle.
Like he was just telling you just exactly let's go through the motions
right.
before we just actually
do
it.
But you know what? I did
let's do if you don't like me, you
can
leave.
I'm going to throw you all in the back.
Or they telling you now.
I'm going to pull your hair and slap you in the back.
Or if he don't do this or what you want him to do, it's over. So you're not going to teach him. You're not going to show him.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he might not know what you like.
If he don't go, some people don't even understand his ass that. Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Some music used to tell you like what to actually like sit down, talk.
You know,
to her.
The song her, I do like
look in her eyes,
is
hold her hand.
Usher Trading you
wanna,
Places.
You just want to literally, hey baby, let's just go to the bedroom.
But even still.
Barely that, baby. Yeah. Just come in.
Just come on. I'm in the room. Where you at?
My pants down.
Where you at? I'm in the room.
So I'm in the room.
Like, God damn.
And that's
I
the
was
thing.
In the kitchen finishing up.
Guys
damn,
don't make it. I feel like after a while, guys, y'all be, if you, most men are simple.
You know, it's hard to find sexual nowadays.
It's just like.
Everybody just want to fuck.
We just fuck in the bedroom. Like, no.
I'm just saying, seriously.
That shit is lame.
What's so sad is that the world has become that way. No. That everybody just wants to fuck.
Everybody want
to
fuck.
It.
That's it.
That's it.
Actually, I had a good conversation with one of our show hosts. He did an entire episode on hookup culture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what this
and,
is.
And just, you know, the whole thing about, because he was, Eddie, and there was a side conversation, like, God, it's like, these two girls that were on the show were like, is this why, like, ghosting is on the increase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calvin Hobbs, I hope you're listening to this right now.
It's the serious, man.
like I just
nobody
like,
wants
thing,
love.
Like,
anymore,
I don't get
man.
It. Like, I don't.
Love doesn't
and I do.
Exist.
I, well, no, actually, I do get it. Because we have raised an entire generation that is okay being keyboard commandos
and hooking
and
up.
Not being able to having, no, and not being able to have conversations.
No.
Yeah.
And so, like, those difficult conversations, instead of just go, hey, you know what? That two nights ago was a blast, but.
I don't.
Yeah, you ain't
I
the
do
one.
It.
You just don't even say anything.
No,
anymore.
Just you just disappear, and that's rude as
it's
shit.
Fuck. Like, what happened?
It's such a different culture nowadays that everyone is really just looking at everybody. Okay, that was fun.
Then they were wondering why they got
no
baby
more,
mamas.
It's
they
no
don't
more.
Want.
Let's continue to constantly keep having fun.
Exactly.
Now it was just like that was fun
because it's based
but,
on. Sex.
But his buddy is cuter.
I'm gonna be. Right. I'm gonna be.
Or her. Or
but
because
it was like
girl,
the moment. Everybody living
better.
In the moment is like, oh, okay. We want to have sex. Everything is starting off on a sexual based relationship.
Yeah,
so by the time
talks.
You really get to know the person, you realize I don't like shit about you.
Yeah, like.
But I done had sex with you. Is sex is always gonna be an emotional situation where somebody gonna feel.
That's why coworkers. That's why. That's why,
I said, if you continue to do it over and over.
That's why coworkers fall in love.
I mean, players.
That's why
players.
Coworkers start messing with each other.
No, coworkers fall in love because you have hot.
Every day.
And then you have work hot.
Right.
Every day.
It's a mystery
she might be
of nobody
on
knowing.
The streets, but like a 9 in the office.
Yeah. You got every day, though.
He said a 9.
You got every day.
Compared to everybody else.
You
yeah.
see her every day.
No, because it's one of those.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's
because
you see them every
you
day.
You see her every day.
You get to know somebody.
And you get to know them.
You get to know them.
You get to know the person.
You
that's
know
the
them.
Thing. So now they appearance is not mattering as much because you done talked to them. You got to know their personality. They telling you about their life shit at work. So now you feel like, okay.
I know her.
I know this person. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm bringing her red flowers tomorrow. And I know
because I know she had a rough ass
she
month.
Had a rough ass
her
month.
Damn water was
and she
off.
And I heard her talking in the other cubicle to her boo. And he was getting on her nerves.
Exactly.
I can hear what's
exactly.
going on with her everyday
that's
life.
What I'm
that was one
she's
of those
with me 10 hours. She's with
was
me 10 hours a day.
Work wife, right. work husband thing.
Right.
You know? Like, that's real. Yeah.
That's real out here.
It's
and
really
it's sad.
Real, especially in the plant. For
it's
GM,
just, it's just so
I mean, but
sad.
Chrysler.
Okay, is it sad,
it's sad
or can it be misconstrued?
It's sad.
No, dude, because like, I've had several
too.
Very close female friends like at sad. Work over the years. Like, oh, you guys are so cute. You're like a total work
yeah.
wife, work husband thing.
Yeah, you can
no
fuck her.
No intention of
but
anything
Dave,
ever.
To do
anything.
Anything.
You can fuck her, though.
But
that's
no.
what they're looking at. That's not you. I know, no. But that's what they're looking at. You can actually.
I get you.
She's accessible to you.
I get you.
And that's not good for somebody who has somebody.
But like, yeah. but it.
That's, that hurts. That messes up my chance to actually be myself. I can't even be myself because I could lose you to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
just like that. It's just that easy because Dave sees you every day.
I'm okay with
C-Banks
being my pod wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pod wife. hot wife. I mean, it's just it's just ways that people can have access to you that's crazy nowadays. It's so crazy. It's like it gives no relationships validity. It gives no relationships like it's any moment someone can snatch.
So, and this gets back to you just talking about social media.
No loyalty at all no more.
The podcast world is insane because I've had people walk up to us, like at Comic Cons, at bars, at our wherever, who think they have an entire relationship with me or Bob or like, dude, I don't know you.
Right.
Like, just because you listen to my show or you comment on my stuff.
You.
Dude, I don't
know you.
That's like, real.
I get that you know the tidbits of my life that I talk about on the show, but that,
that's real.
Right.
But you see, that's the thing
you
now.
You ain't like these. You like these.
That's the one thing. That's the only downside of the social media.
Accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Accessibility. It's sad.
I see a lot of my friends.
Like,
I
if feel like you fall in love,
like we don't know each other.
You fall in love and don't know you. And it's not. It's hard. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so hard because you. It's not like back in the day.
Thank you, Shy.
Yeah. It's no.
If
it's,
ever I. I'm sorry.
If no.
You know,
you just never could get to that point where you just have your thoughts in their head and their thoughts in your head.
Right.
Now, I love you too. Oh, you look so beautiful today. Oh my God, what is that? You don't worry about that. I'll rub your feet. I mean, listen to what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying.
Your girl, your wife, whoever, your husband, your boy has a bad day. And then, oh, dude, I'm having a really rough day. Inbox.
Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
She has the right almost to conversate. Conversation is really deeper than sex.
Well, because it's just talking.
Conversation. If you have a real conversation, if you really know how to talk, you really know how to access a woman's mind, you can fuck her.
Yes.
There's no way around
mental
it.
Mental stimulation
it's,
is
there's no way
awesome.
Around it, and then you won't even have to try.
If
you can mentally stimulate her, mentally make her laugh,
amen.
Mentally make her feel like a woman, you can do whatever you want to that woman. Like, it's nothing you can't
that's
do.
That's true.
It's nothing
and
you
telesexual.
Won't, you know? It's like you.
And most men don't get
actually,
that.
Actually, that's the most definition of sapiosexual.
They don't get it.
They
like,
don't
if
get
you
that.
Just do that, if you can really connect with a woman intellectually, like you said,
it's hard to find.
She be open like that.
Because it's almost like you always have a problem with getting the real intellect out of a person, sexually, mentally, physically. Like, it's almost like you have to try to fake it. Sometimes you just want to be yourself.
Right.
But you have to be this strong bravado. But you might just want to be like, you know, I love you.
Right.
Flat out. Like, you know, I don't want to do all that.
Be yourself then.
And some days, and you can't nowadays.
No, I think from a geek perspective, I think the best meme that I saw said that men are like Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. They connect to the closest available device. Women are Wi-Fi. They see all of the available connections, but they pick the strongest one.
Yes.
Right. that's a good
that's
analogy.
But there's sometimes,
that's the truth.
There's sometimes I feel like, even personally in my life, I can attest that there's sometimes I feel connections with more than one person. Like, it's not just
because they all offering something different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
but
our
you,
problem
the
as
thing
women.
Is you're,
multiple men
you are
giving
accessible.
Different things.
Yeah.
You're single. You are accessible.
But it's hard for
you
single women.
You should be able
women.
To connect until you're ready to connect.
But she's saying
you
like she's connecting
to,
with this guy might have the finance.
Yeah.
This guy got the good
feet.
Yeah. This guy got
saying.
The
you
personality.
Should be able to, you should be able to deal with, if you're single, you should be able to figure out your parameters. You don't have to connect. You don't have to plug him in. You don't have to plug
you don't
him
have
in.
To,
I can give you a temporary.
The phrase
inside
I always love,
my,
don't be a serial
jet.
Monogamist.
yeah, some people are though.
Yeah,
it's sad, but it's part of the life nowadays. It's like the new way. It's no other way nowadays to do. If you're any what, not down to actually be with it, whatever with it is, you're gonna lose her.
Yeah,
or
if
you're gonna
she,
lose
if she
him.
Want flowers you, every day, you better send them. Mother-
I mean, it, or just may she might she just may be looking at yeah, I don't like, he didn't never.
He didn't act. Floss his teeth.
He didn't
every,
ask.
At least
he didn't
once
seem
a week.
Like he was tough enough for me. You know?
He was a little bitch.
I mean, it's not
he
even
attacked
like
a little.
Yeah, he.
Feel
some people like
that. Personal. Wow.
Oh, what's
going
talking
on
about?
Here? What's going on?
What?
Why you feel attacked? These
is
the people
that
you
time?
Like?
Oh, it's 8:15, guys.
Oh, oh, these are the...
oh, okay.
She Dave, close
oh, because
show.
She used oh. to guys getting you. You must. Well, can you attest to it? Or what?
I mean, I'm definitely like a serial dater.
You're young though. That's,
you're young.
That's,
you're 25, right?
I was a but serial like, dater at 20.
Well, I don't know. I feel like.
Do you want somebody?
Yet, or are you just having
yet,
fun?
Or are you just having fun at this point?
I mean, I do. And then, like, we start dating and a
you
year
be like,
later,
what the fuck?
A year later, and it's like, oh.
I'm done with that.
So this you get bored it. Quickly.
She said, this ain't it.
What's that's because she. The boring? I, what's boring?
Well, I mean, it depends.
Like, do you get bored or did you not evaluate properly up front?
I feel like I didn't
I think that's what
properly.
It is.
She was having fun and then the fun kicked in,
yeah,
took
no,
over
the
situation.
The fun ended.
Or sex be good in the beginning, then it gets lame.
So I recently, when I went back for my 20-year reunion, I went back for my 20-year reunion, and this was a conversation we all had. And it was
everybody
hilarious.
Can just get into bed and fuck, but
it's
you
all the girls that like went through their like bad boy, horrible decision phase, and it does. It takes until you're in your 30s where
that's
like guys
true.
Like me
Courtney.
Suddenly become like, oh, you're the one, like that. I
you were the one.
Why did I? Yeah,
yeah, because I'm at the age where I'm just like that. That's how I feel. Like I want to go home. You know, like I done did all that shit,
dude. I just like I
like I done had a fun
I want friends.
You know,
that,
like it's nothing
dude,
I ain't did.
I got a basement that kicks unholy ass. Yeah. I want y'all to come over and hang yeah. out, and we'll play some cards and shoot some shit and watch some stuff on TV, and we'll play like games and be ridiculous. But like I don't need to stand in line and go to a club. And
yeah,
no,
right.
I don't know. I don't care if I know the people that no.
I don't
I,
care
no, we're not
going
to bypass the line and go to, no.
Yeah.
This
that shit get old.
It does.
You just be like
I want to go home.
Yeah.
You want to go
be,
home.
I want somebody on my chest.
Oh. Yo.
Laying on the chest.
I mean, that's just me.
Breathing.
I want to watch TV with you laying on my chest talking to me or rubbing on me or I'm rubbing on you. That's me. I mean, I'm just that type of, I got to that point where that's why I wanted, because I've worked hard, you
right.
know, and I make sure that if I'm with the woman that I'm going to be with, she's going to be happy.
Right.
What you need? You straight?
We really digress
did you need
from
anything?
Music. How did
yeah.
This...
I mean, it's just, it's part of music because we came from this, came, this conversation right. came about, from about the music.
Mm-hmm. Something came.
Oh,
oh wow,
don't know.
Courtney.
Oh, well, she might need to get out of here.
She
might
be
a little moist.
Wait,
a little
wait.
She
wait,
might
I didn't say me.
Ooh, she better take us off alive.
Wait.
You know her mom and daddy might be watching.
Well,
Jay,
it
I'm
is
sorry.
8:18, so
yes,
we're going to close out for today. This is the V Life
V Life Crusade.
A-D-C
Banksy
and
A-A-A-K-A-E. Hugh Chambers will be back next week.
Hugh will be
we
back next
buddy.
Week.
We miss
Honest
you, boy.
Dave is always in the building. We
yeah.
love him.
Well, I match the white background of the posters behind me. Jesus, tap dancing.
It's inevitable.
I am. Dude, I am whiter than Barry Manilow eating a spoonful of mayonnaise while listening to Barry Manilow.
Just keep drinking. You'll get a little red.
Now, that's whiter than
no,
white.
No, no.
Ooh, whiter than
dude,
white.
You don't understand. I went to Hawaii Mayo. For 2 weeks.
Now, that's what you
no
and you still didn't get no tan?
No suntan lotion. Came back looking exactly like this.
Wow. Oh, my God,
like,
Dave.
I'm
no suntan.
Like, what I'm the hell? So.
Hey, Banks,
I'm
I got a bag
Caucasians.
For you, Banks.
Light hits my body
not
and bounces
down. Hey, see, Banks.
Just reflect.
I got a bag for you. I'm going to bring it next week.
All right, guys.
I got a nice
thank you
for
joining
you.
In with us
you.
At the V Life Crew. We will see you next week at please. 7 on Friday,
seven.
Which is the 24th, and we will have the mayor of Detroit.
The mayor of Inkster.
I mean, Inkster. Sorry.
She had
yeah,
a,
close.
She had some lipstick
no,
on
I don't know
her.
Why
close
I keep
all,
saying
close.
That.
She got
the
a
mayor
lipstick
of
on
Inkster.
The mayor of Inkster, Patrick
I mean,
Wimberly, will be here
Patrick
on the 29th.
Patrick but he's got issues
Patrick
right
Wimberly.
Now.
Patrick Wimberly next week, and we love you. Peace out.
Peace.